All right, welcome back to Vibing with the Crew. This your boy Skrilla J with my boy Keys the Don.
Keys the Don. And let's today get
we got it. Gang Wax Gotti in the
building. You already know what's going on, man.
This my little cousin, by the way. So you know we fucking with this shit. We gonna turn this shit up one time.
For sure. Shit, man. Thank you for tuning in to Vibing with the Crew. Thank you for sliding through, cuzzo.
Definitely.
Shit, man.
Mandatory.
We had to get this shit popping for the one time.
Hell yeah.
All right, shit. So give us a little introduction about yourself.
I mean, shit, they already know who I am a little bit. If they don't, for real, just tap into Wax Gotti. I mean, most of my music just tell my story anyway, so.
Nah, we was listening to your shit before you pulled up. Like, bro, I hear it. Like, that shit.
Hear the pain, hear the emotion.
Hear every word. Like, I'm like, fuck.
See, that's crazy, too. I gotta always stick to the pain music because that's what, you know what I'm saying? That's where it started from. But I've been doing some turn shit. All type of shit then lately. I just like they be like, yeah, he got that pain music. I be like, damn, let me get a club banger, son. What the fuck?
DJ smack my song, son.
Yeah.
Let me see some ass move.
Yeah, they like, yeah, he got that pain.
Make him want to cry or some shit.
Me.
Yeah. Damn.
Not everything though, but that's a good thing too, cause music's supposed to give you a feel.
Hell yeah.
So if they can't feel your music, you just ain't on. I mean, you know, to me. Because a lot of people listen to just anything.
It's a lot of motherfuckers. I really just can't relate to that shit. I just like, man, I don't fuck with it. Can't relate.
It's like a Trap Soul vibe.
Yeah. Like, that shit really got to talk to me. Yeah, like, my soul.
I'm good.
Shit already.
You don't smoke?
Nah.
He don't. I do. I smoke it time to time.
Hey, turn it up a little bit, KJ.
Shit, it is.
Yeah, that should be good.
Yeah, I smoke from time to time and shit. But nah. So, how was the growing up process for you?
Oh, this nigga dying off the blunt. Hold on.
Nah.
Nah, he just coughing.
It's Kansas City, so this shit damn near hella motherfuckers got the same childhood story because this shit's so small, it's all connected. So, you know, it's like the same grandma house that just on the block in the neighborhood. Seeing everything going on, you know, like it ain't nothing. You exposed to so much when you growing up. It's like shit. It's like, yeah, you already ahead of your time because you done seen everything. It's like you see too much. That's the problem. People expose kids to too much because I think then they're like, I don't show my kids a lot of stuff. They still can't watch like music, listen to certain music and shit. I'll be like, cut that off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, watch certain movies they got going. Like, people don't send their kids to the other room no more. They away up a pound right there in front of they 2 or 3 year old like wild. This nigga ain't watching like damn what you got on the scale with the
saw this green shit.
Yeah, like damn, they chasing shit down. They watch it like you gotta hide your kids from the shit at least for a little bit to let them.
Then they go tell everybody, like, my daddy got green shit in the bag. Man, like, what the fuck?
Nah, because what happened is they going to go somewhere else and see them with some. Like, my daddy be having a lot of that. Like, he do. He be having, like, a trash bag, and then he be having, like, another trash bag with money. He be like, damn, shut the fuck up. Where at? you from the hood, you like, where at?
Where he at?
I be under the okay.
Yeah, okay, got the whole drop. The
3 year old, 4 year old, like damn. I was just rolling the blunt. He like a lot of that. Okay, little nigga.
Okay, we gonna go ahead and take that from your daddy real quick. Let me take it off his head. You ain't gotta worry about it no more.
That ain't crazy.
Now, what'd be
crazy is that's like, the growing pains, that's the growing up just mindset. Nigga, just it's fucked up. If you know, you know.
Facts.
What'd be crazy is like, you know, when you growing up, nigga, you turn 10 years old, you damn near turning 25. From all the shit that
you've seen so much shit.
Then it's even worse, the internet exposed everything so you can see a dead body right now just like
exactly.
who just got killed. You gonna see multi thousand million videos like dome shot, headshot, body shot.
You're
like, damn. You 10, like, ooh, what? Like, this ain't just Call of Duty the game no more. Exactly. You can see it in reality. Just pull it up. Like, yeah. Oh,
definitely.
Yeah, so it's like they exposed too much. So, you grow up at 10. So now I really feel like our kids be, like, more advanced at their age than we was. Like,
absolutely. All the technology, yeah. All the videos, yeah. All the, like, you know, when we was younger, we
probably, I ain't gonna say they smarter or none of that. It just be like, because they still a kid, so they still got the kid mentality, but then, you know, you got, like, something that you see, like, that little nigga this, like, he gonna be that, or...
Oh, yeah, you can just see it in them.
Yeah, they be advanced in that, like, okay.
It be motherfuckers fucking at, like, 14, 15. Nigga, I'm still beating my meat at 14, 15. What the fuck going on?
Niggas too advanced. Niggas be out here porn stars at 14, 15.
Man, what the hell going on?
Okay, I ain't against it. Dang, at 14, 15,
Nah, niggas is porn stars at 14, 15 now. Like, okay, calm down, bud.
Nah, but I ain't just gonna say, like, you just got hella action. You just fucking it, but... You probably done slid. You got a couple.
You got a couple of.
We from the hood. You got a couple of runners or something. But you know, now, you know, it wasn't even nothing you know, glorify. That shit was cool.
Can your kids listen to your music?
Yeah, my kids be tired of it. My son, my baby son, he too. He the one let me know if the motherfucker even a banger or not.
I let you know.
Cause he rocking the car and he like, like he know words there, so he be trying to ad lib shit. I be like, hey, then he ad lib the wrong shit. He be like, fuck, bop. I be like, dude, you heard just that? Like out of everything I said, that's all you
heard.
All
you
heard was fuck.
That's the only thing that registered. Like I know that. Fuck.
Yeah, like damn.
No. So, like, how's that feeling just seeing your kid rock out to your music? Like,
I got videos of it. He'd be funny as fuck. I'd be putting him on the internet. They'd be like, dude, funny.
Hell yeah.
He was listening to something the other day, and that's why I got on his ass on the video. I look back at him, what the fuck? I just out of nowhere. He like,
chill.
Yeah, he tripping. I don't even teach it, so I'd be like, this nigga just be tripping. Like,
I got a question. So, what's the proudest moment you had so far with raising your kids?
The proudest moment?
Mm-hmm. As like a father.
Be a lot of them. It'd be a lot of them. Like my son, my oldest son, is like a fucking star in sports. So, it'd be like, I'd be like, damn, that little nigga be moving. It'd be like some shit. Putting up buckets, I'd be like, boy, that look dope. I just be on his ass. I ain't gonna lie, his mom be on his ass harder than me, but I just be there. So it'd be make, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, oh yeah, you know, point, taking practice, all that shit. So it'd be like training, all that. So it'd just be like watching him grow and be on point. And like I said, he 11. So I'd be like, this little nigga advanced already, just how he hold a conversation, what he know. Nigga told me the other day that he said I got money on my credit card. He said he knew the amount though to the T, like the change. I said, bro, you tight if you just keep up with your change and all your bank account, like the pennies and shit.
On this card
I got like $29 and such. He like, then on my bank card I got such dollars and food. He like, then in my bank account it should be. He like, I don't know, because it'd be money hitting every month. I'm like, bro, hey, you just
wait. How the fuck you know this?
And he don't spend his money on nothing. Like, he'll lie to you, like, I ain't got no money on me. I'd be like, bro, you got some money.
That's mandatory.
Like, I ain't got any. He threw the money in his wallet. And he like, yeah, I had $6 in my wallet.
Be like, I'm broke.
I'm like, you 11, bro. You got all these accounts set up, and you keeping up with them. Like, that's just dope right there.
That's advanced.
I wasn't even thinking about no bank account at 11 because I wasn't taught that. But
It's all about what you see, what you talk. Because I still feel like in school they used to teach you how to build credit, how to file taxes, and like
financial. They didn't teach that.
They didn't teach that shit at all. I had business class, but they still weren't teaching that shit. They were trying to teach you how to.
In college, they didn't teach me that.
Exactly.
I'm like, they don't teach the essentials. Like, what the fuck?
They didn't teach that. You got to do this shit every year.
Like, right. We hit 21.
18.
Got a real job and be like, damn, how about taxes? Like, y'all get my income tag. Like, what?
I don't know. Yeah, they don't fuck with you on that.
See, now, early on, though, like, I just started filing my own taxes. I started using TurboTax.
See, you got events. I had to figure it out. To more about it early, so you like, okay,
I ain't gonna lie, I learned that from my auntie. Well, like, she's like, I gotta do my real estate taxes. What's that? Is that a W-2? No, that's 10 years, sir. Then I'm like, what? You gotta pay taxes on real estate every year? Like, I'm learning shit as a little nigga, but then once it hit my turn, it's like, I know how to file taxes on my own.
KJ, is that a 1097?
Shit, I don't know.
Think so.
I don't know. But shit. Yeah.
Taxes is a bang.
Bro, filing taxes, how to build credit. Because, like, bro, you could build credit before you even got to if you know what you're doing. Like, your parent could put you
as a... Build credit as a kid right now.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's like a kid. Yeah, like my son age. A kid.
You put him as an unauthorized user and just spend a little bit, pay a little bit, man. That nigga graduate, got 800 credit. That's white people shit.
The best thing he got is a season trade line because he been on the credit card for over 10 plus years. So he going to have like a season trade line probably when they get of age.
What's a season trade line?
Like you got the... A trade line where you know what a trade line is, don't you? Any line of credit. Oh. But season is 2 years or more. A line of credit for 2 years or more. So say you've been, you know, paying on this credit card for 4 years, you got season. So you more than likely you got hella good credit because you've been keeping up with your credit for always.
Is there a benefit to being a season trade line?
Hell yeah. That's when your credit score and shit up there.
Other than like credit score, is there like any other benefits?
Because you can start a line of credit right now, mm-hmm. and have it for about 6 months where you've been paying, but that don't show that you gonna keep continuously paid.
Exactly, yeah.
A season is like you've been doing this for over 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Is there any like extra bonuses or like extra cash?
I'm pretty sure your score jump up crazy. You got more access because that's when they say you can go to the lot and don't have to put no money down. And
on the like, car?
Yeah.
Damn.
You just walk off with what you want.
You hear me?
You got season credit. Like,
that's some good shit, right?
Let me get that SRT.
Yeah. That shit like that.
SRT. I want that Hellcat. For sure.
You get your credit right. You walking this shit and just grabbing shit. You like, yeah, put that on my shit.
All right, sir,
we got you. Shot.
So when did you start first building credit?
I learned that shit incarcerated for real. Like, I knew about it on the streets, but it wasn't like a priority to me. But then in jail, like, you know, like, okay, you gotta get your shit together. You're amongst men, and you know, you get advanced, and it depends on you, though, how you learn. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to real estate and see, and they really. Giving you game because these people that's really in this field really doing this shit.
Doing that shit.
So you like these people still owning properties and shit in this motherfucker. They just telling you what they doing. They process is giving you their notes. Like, yeah.
They just got caught on some shit.
Yeah. On some drugs, just trying to do some dirty shit or something. But they still got their businesses already going. So yeah, they still smart as shit.
They still got that money building up and shit.
Them niggas on the phone all day long making hundreds of thousands, millions, still in the feds. Like,
this is what I say. You can learn from anybody. A little kid, anybody.
Yeah.
So if they got the information,
you
got
to be willing to listen because you don't want to just shut somebody out because you're like, he only 12. He don't know what he's talking about. That little nigga might have all the game.
like, boy, my daddy's talking.
I told you the 3-year-old. You just said niggas don't even listen to a 3-year-old. Hell, man, shut up, go in there. That little nigga just told me where a whole bag of money and a bag of weed was.
Like, this nigga didn't help me lie.
I was just seeing where he at with it. Like, fucking with him. Like, that nigga knows some shit. What's up? Like, what's up, little gang? And every time I see him, I'm buying you all new shit. What's up, boy? You cool? He fine now. I'm still like, boy, you need some new shoes? I'm buying. Nah, fuck. You need that new high wheel. Nigga, he just gave me a bag. Want that new high wheel? But, he don't even know why you doing it. He just like, damn, bro, be looking out.
Oh, God, that's
you
how
looked
it's
out.
That's going to be old song.
Have you ever about, I think it was a 12-year-old. He was creating NFTs, got about 400K. 12 years old.
Yeah, the little white dude. Yeah, he was making like, and he was sitting in the chair just looking like a motherfucker. Elon Musk, little baby. He just was like, yep. He knew he was up. Nah, he won. He made way more than that or something like that.
You sure he made more?
Yeah, I think it was way more. Damn. But he was like, 12, he damn near, I think, it was something because it was publicized.
Yeah.
So he ain't making no little pay like that. Like,
That's still a good spot for a 12 year old. You better go to middle school tomorrow. There's some rich ass 12 year olds in the morning and 10 year olds on YouTube right now.
They already got accounts showing millions because they YouTubes is doing tens of millions of views every time. They dropping videos twice a week
unboxing some toys.
Like you know what I'm talking about, bro.
Making small, bro. Like,
but the little kids, they know, their parents know that the little kids is feeding off this all day on YouTube. So the little kids is sitting there just like, boo.
This how you make song. This how you make sinner song. Bad moms. Motherfucking unboxing toys. Mixed stream boxes. Like, wait.
They hitting their accounts for the future.
How to play with Orbeez. Like, what the fuck? Like, wait.
How to make an Orby?
You hear me? Like, wait. Nah, that's just, no, like, bro, I learned that. My little cousins, I be in my auntie house. My little cousins on the computer. That's all they watch. Orbeez. Pranks. Slime.
Them pranks be crazy.
And I'm like, bro, this all y'all do with your spare time? All y'all do. That shit crazy.
Yeah, wow. But that's the world today, so it's easy. I mean, I ain't gonna say it's easy because you gotta be taught that because I'm pretty sure their parents be on them. Like, they probably be tired of making videos. Like, oh, dad.
Now you gonna get some money off this.
He's like, but they probably even, they so advanced kid. Though, how they be on there, it's like they understand the process. Like, shit, we about to get this money. Like,
man, we finna monetize this motherfucker.
And it's fun to them, so it ain't like it's they doing something they don't want to do. They just playing every day.
Really, that's all it is. Just getting recorded to play.
You got little kids that's 11 that's super gamers that's getting stupid checks.
Oh, my God. Especially off Warzone. Oh, my God.
Hey, see?
The pro streamers on Warzone be having me fucked up.
360 no-scope headshot?
Man, wait!
Niggas be going crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. For the gamers, Warzone is the one game that would make me break my fucking TV. It's just the one game. Like, GTA, they be having me fucked up, but I'm cool. I hop on Warzone, they be on cool bullshit.
Cool bullshit.
I'm like, what the fuck? So you telling me I just shot this nigga 20 times, he ain't even get down. This nigga shot me twice with a shotgun from across the room, I'm dead. I'm like, this is bullshit. Nah, bro. So who inspired you, like, growing up with music?
Oh, shit. Probably the people around me that was doing music. Like Rondo, Ron. Mm-hmm. Like, them niggas was just older niggas in the hood. And Fat Step, Fun, DV, shit like that. I mean, them ain't even older than my niggas, so I used to be in the studio with them. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, man, for real? Shit cool.
It was just cool. It was always a cool, chill spot. Not cool, just, you know.
Yeah, we did. Shit, when I was a little nigga, I rapped for DV. In the 50s at a barbershop. I rap for that nigga. Man, I'm with cousin Mike, and he like, hey, my little cousin in the back, she rap. I'm like, bro, you just gonna throw me out there? I'm a little nigga. I'm like, you gonna throw me out there? He said, let me hear this. So I started rapping some shit I wrote. He was like, yeah, you high? You high? And that was just that nigga I made it moment from there. I'm like, you can't tell me shit. Demi said I'm on.
I didn't see good niggas autographs and all that shit to her. I'm like, man, what the fuck? We just hit the mall or something. Like, motherfuckers like, damn, that's DV. I'm like, damn, bitch, who the fuck?
But what about me?
But he started getting up. He started perfecting. Like, he artist. They didn't start just perfecting that shit along the way. And then I see this nigga just writing hella on the paper. He got hella just practicing his autograph. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's signing more than motherfuckers now.
He knows what I'm saying. Yeah, for sure. Who's your favorite KC artist? Like, growing up, who was like the favorite?
Ron. Definitely.
Ain't Ron your cousin?
Ron my cousin, yeah.
Who are you kin to?
You said what?
Who are you kin to over there? See, I didn't see. I told you I didn't see you somewhere though.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know a lot of my family because I don't be around. So
you said I'll just be around.
You know, he said, I don't just be around. I'm saying that's cool though. That's cool. That's what I'm saying. You wasn't exposed to a whole lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. Like the street I grew up on, like hella shit went down, but I was always inside, so.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Bro, no. Tell them that story how you was playing with that white boy who killed his mama, bro.
What?
Oh! Now that shit was crazy. So, like.
Definitely crazy.
So, boom. We was little niggas, right? We was at the park. I think it was on like 30 something. I don't know where. It was by school. And so like we was at the park chilling, right? Man, this nigga like we used to play with this dude all the time. Like I know where this dude came to the park, right? He's like, yo, what's up, whatever. He said, yeah, I'm good, whatever. Out of nowhere, like seeing fucking helicopters flying and shit. This nigga was like, oh, I'm gonna run. Like, what the fuck? What you do? He was like, oh, I just killed. Like he was like, I did something. Or he was like, I pushed my sister and my mama downstairs. And we was like, what the fuck? And then, like, out of nowhere, police came, arrested that nigga. And we was like, oh, shit. We was like fucking 11, 12.
Y'all playing with a nigga who done fucked up and killed his mama or some shit.
He really killed her or did he just hurt him?
I don't know. I mean, arrested,
back then, so. Back then, he killed her. Yeah. Then, he 11, oh, he killed her. She probably just twisted her ankle and went to the hospital. Yeah.
Now, they not pulling no helicopter.
Y'all didn't get to do the body.
That shit was crazy.
Bro, fuck no. Just imagine just playing with a white nigga who's just so calm. Just came back from fucking up his family. Like, bro, I can't picture that shit. Like, wait.
You looking like, what you on, gang?
You like, what's up,
what you on? You like, you did what? Take your ass on somewhere. What you on, gang?
The you fuck might as well go ahead back to the house, bro.
We like, you. We going to tell him, boy, you tripping, man. Don't bring that bullshit over here. We fucking you. White dude, what? Don't bring that shit over here.
Don't that shit, nigga.
Nigga, love our mama. Hey, yeah, hell like, yeah, no, we tripping. We love mama.
Beat our ass. Hey,
you tripping.
Know, we still love him. Speaking about like childhoods, do you have any childhood traumas that you still deal with today?
Shit. Nope, all this shit just.
You ain't got to answer, nigga. I know it's
a nah, I'm saying all this shit just like part of life as you grow, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it ain't, because it's the lifestyle, it's a different lifestyle.
It is a different lifestyle.
Yeah, like I said, being exposed to shit. Like, for us, that shit regular as fuck. But to some people, they like, oh, my God.
That is traumatic. You're real traumatized. But, like.
You like, damn, cuz. Cuz just did that yesterday.
What? We just went through that the other week.
Man.
I seen niggas snort crack before I went to a party. Like that's normal.
That's normal. Like, wait. No, but that's one thing I will say. Like, a lot of shit growing up in KC is, like, you get desensitized hella quick.
Hella quick.
Yeah.
Hella quick. Like I know people who jump when they hear sirens. Me, I'm just like, this shit normal.
Or like a firecracker and a gunshot. Like, that was a firecracker.
Like I know the differences to a M80, Black Cats.
Yeah,
that was a bottle rocket. You heard that little shoot, pop. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And when them gunshots go off, like, hey, just make sure you went by the window. Go ahead, slide down on the couch. Let the couch catch that motherfucker.
Hey,
crazy fatality on kids,
about that
though.
Time they were, like, your house, is your auntie house got shot at?
Bro, look, it didn't even get shot up, but I'm finna tell the story, look. All right, so I gotta be funny with it. Eating saved my life. If I didn't get up and eat in the middle of the night, I would've
That'd
been
be crazy.
So, look, I go downstairs, I'm eating, and then, you know, I do eat, like, I ain't finna go back to sleep. I'm finna watch TV. Sitting on the couch, watch TV, it's probably 11 o'clock at night. All I hear is, wow, 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 wow. So, ain't no bullets hit the, like, the lower part of the house. I go back in my room, finna go lay down now. There's glass all in my bed, bullet holes in my wall. See? I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, eating saved my life.
Being a fat nigga saved your life.
See?
So, if I would've stayed asleep, boy, never know.
What y'all do? You clean that bed up? They got that window fixed? Probably ain't even move.
Shit, bro, you hear me? Desensitized as fuck. I was like, yep, cool.
Nah. Only thing you probably did was like, I ain't sleeping right there no more. Oh, God. Yeah, you like, fuck, I sleep on the couch. You just like, I ain't sleeping right there no more.
Nah, the glass had to stay in my bed. It's just, I did sleep downstairs in the other room. I'm yeah, like, yeah, I go.
You know, auntie or whoever, they just like, come sleep in my bed, baby.
That's probably the hardest. She's like, come sleep downstairs. It's okay. Like, fuck.
She just made it all better. You just,
shit, fuck it. All right, cool. Yeah. Like, fuck, I don't want to be upstairs anyway by myself.
Nah, bro. That shit crazy.
Shit. So, speaking about kids and speaking about our parents, I know we love all our kids, you know, parents. So, how has loving your children, loving your family, changed your outlook on life?
It didn't though, really. I mean, it did, but it's just another part of dealing with the life. Mm-hmm.
Like, so having kids didn't change.
Now I would say my parents being there is like part of the reason. Like you feel like you just can't. You do, you know, you gotta be there for yours. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like yeah.
Absolutely. I feel like for the men who don't have their pops around and shit.
Because that's what I. But some people, it's still like you still see it in a, going on in the world, so you know it's like what you're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely, you know but you're not supposed.
Your
to.
Parents being there make it easier for you because you already like you already know you babysitting at 9 and 10. You like, damn, I gotta watch my little brothers and my little sisters. So now you already raising kids as a kid. Well, you like, bro. Fuck it. Now it's my turn. I'm gonna ass up.
That's why I'm glad I'm the only fucking child. Boy, look, I ain't had to watch nobody but little see. Cousins every now and then.
It be niggas like 20 something. So I ain't never changed a diaper. Nigga, hell, you got your own kids. Like, I just don't like changing diapers.
Shit, I ain't never changed a diaper.
Yeah, me
either.
I was 12. Yeah, damn. People were changing my diaper. Shit. My sister was changing my diaper.
Not at 12. Not, you better not have a diaper.
No. I'm talking about like. I was a baby.
I was saying, but when you got hella little siblings and shit, you changing somebody's diaper.
Oh, hell.
Just because it's fun. You probably just nosy as fuck. You probably like, what you doing? Like, changing diapers? Let me do it. Yeah, like, let me do it. You going to fuck around just because it's some shit to do.
That's true.
Facts. Hell no. I'm like, whoa, like, I'm glad I'm only child, because them shitty diapers, I'm like, go get mama.
Nah, you ain't gotta change no shit. You ain't gotta change no shit to your kid.
I finna throw the whole baby away. Shit, I done seen pictures where that shit all the way up their back. Like, no, throw this whole baby. Come get your son. This is not my son over here sitting like this. We do not do that.
Okay.
So have you ever been in love?
Man.
Everybody have, but.
Yeah. That's it. I got kids, so you know.
That's love
that's
right there.
That's love, and then you gotta love your kid's mother. Like.
I mean, you ain't got to.
10. You got to.
You got to.
Just picture somebody hating your mama. Somebody your mama hate, and you like. You like, you hate whoever mama hate. Like,
that's how it is. Exactly. That's really how it is.
So you want to be at least cordial to where it's like, okay. And if your kid is well taken care of, you like, why wouldn't you love her? Like, she got your kids taken care of good.
Right. Right.
Ain't
no need to hate her. Not at all. You know, I think kids feel that tension, like the arguments, the disrespect.
And
that
make your kid resent you too.
Because every time daddy come around, I get yelled at for no reason. So he need to start coming around. Fuck that. Like, you know, shit like that. Like, she always crying after he leave. Fuck no. Nobody want to see that shit. Like, no. Hell nah.
That's some weird shit.
So with music, how did you, like, find your sound? Like, what made you gravitate towards what you do?
I still ain't feeling my sound. I know it, but, I mean, like, I know what I can do now, but I know it's the hell of shit that I be wanting to do. Like, I write some songs or do some shit now, and I'll be like, damn, I gotta learn that better before I put it out or something.
Right, right. So you have a lot of songs in your vault unreleased.
Definitely.
Estimate how many?
Mm-hmm. I only dropped 3 CDs.
So like 40 years. In your wall, 50 tracks in your wall, 60.
Way over there. Goddamn.
God nah, I mean that's how it be though.
When this just in my notes in my fucking my notes in my Let me see.
Actually, how much you got, KJ? I know you still got a lot.
Well, like, all right, so like actual songs that I started recording, I ain't got no.
I got 509 notes, and them is all songs.
Fuck. Now my notes. Right,
like it's probably a couple other things. I give it 400 or 300 some songs, and then like I say, only drop 3 CDs, so only a few of them unreleased. Then in my files, I don't know how many.
Shit, I got hella songs like that's way in my notes, but like my actual vault, like where I started working on it, I ain't got too many. Cause like I kind of feel like when I write, I can't write before I hear a beat. Cause it's like when I write, it's kind of like I can't find that beat to match what I wrote. Like, that's it. It feel like I be in prison or in trap. Like damn, bro, this is my creativity, but I can't even put it out. Cause ain't nobody making beats for me. Like fuck. And then even when you get beats made, you still end up switching up the whole thing that you was gonna use it for. Like fuck it.
Do you have any artists that you wanna work with? Like any big or small, anything.
That I want to work with? Mm-hmm. In the industry wise, like, yeah. You say any big or small? Yeah. Sure. Hello. I ain't got to work with too many people. Like, I ain't got to listen. I ain't got to work with half the people I listen to, or majority of people I listen to.
So, like, if Drake call you up today, like, yo, nigga, what's up?
You can't say that. That's what that quit. That's, like, crazy.
You decline that motherfucker, boy. You stupid.
Okay, who you was?
Yeah, boy, you decline that motherfucker. You stupid.
That's one thing I'll say. Anything is possible, so. If a nigga looks to your shit, think you dope, possible. Hey.
Man, look, I feel like, personally, like, you should be, well, anybody bigger than, like, what I am, I'm trying to work with them, especially if they reach out to me, so it's, like, off the strength. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's make it happen. Not unless it's, like, some sad shit going on, but for sure, like, you see, you...
Sometimes you can't even say bigger than you, because then it'll be, like, bias. You want somebody bigger than you to work with you, but you don't want to work with nobody smaller than you to help bring them up.
Okay, so you right, it is kind of biased. I mean, I'll work with anybody, and like, really anybody, but at this point...
I mean, it gotta make sense. You gotta be like, okay, what, you know, what we doing?
Exactly. And a lot of people I be tapped in with, they be wanting to rap with me and shit. I'm like, yeah, we can do that. But like, just a random coming along, hey, I wanna do a song. Yeah, I might have to charge you, bro. I mean, so how much you charge for a feature?
I can't say. It depends on who they are.
Respect, respect.
Respect, respect.
Nah, because for real, like, you can't charge everybody the same thing because they might be just, like, coming up or something, but you can tell, like, you can see people potential and shit like that, so you can probably tell, like, okay, dude going to be somewhere, I might charge him this because I might need him to give me one later.
Yep, I feel that.
But then somebody else, you just like, what you going to do with it, so just give me this, and then you don't even... really care what the song do because you like shit, they ain't gonna push it or nothing.
So do you push a lot of the features you do?
Yep.
So
I can't say like I supposed to though, because I like even my own shit, like I don't be promoting heavy like that. It so, just be like I just drop shit or put it on there, like I know I done paid for promotion a couple times, but it just be like I, you know.
So how do paid promotion work? Like, who are you paying, people, or are you paying like?
Nah, Instagram, Google Ads.
Okay.
Google Ads is like for YouTube, but now YouTube got their own ad thing where you can pay, put money on like your YouTube account, and then it'll pay, promote it off of there.
Oh, that's dope.
And you can direct where your traffic going to your Instagram pages or to your YouTube page.
That's
like
dope
that.
As fuck, cause shit, you know, I need to do some shit like that.
Yeah, that'll get your shit up, your streams and shit up, all that.
So, how much money you spend on promotion?
As an artist, you always supposed to set your budget, which I don't do. But like, you gotta like, depend on how much you make monthly. You're supposed to be like, all right, I could put $200 towards. shooting a music video this month, or 200 tours just ads on a video I already shot or a song I dropped.
Okay.
500, something like that, you know. Whatever you can afford that month is ideal. Like, you might have an extra 1,000 somewhere this month. Like, damn, let me shoot a video and put like 500 towards the promo.
Okay. So when you shoot your videos, like, do you know, like do you have people who like plan it out for you, or you know what kind of look you're going for, or do you have people you get together with and be like, how are we gonna do this?
Either way, whichever way makes sense. Sometimes, like, I feel like as an artist, when you do a song, that's why I said music got to give you a feel. Like, I don't just be doing bullshit songs, I feel. So, it'd be like, as I'm writing my songs, sometimes I'd be like, ooh, I could picture that in a video. Like, exactly, you know, some shit like that.
Like, when I be singing a verse, I could just see it. Like,
I can map the video at them near at the same time.
Flashing, like, oh, shit.
That'll make you say shit a certain way, because you'll be like, okay, in the visual, I'm going to just, you know.
So
you can picture out even performances like now, but growing as an artist, I learned that you be like, you want to damn near rap your song, you record your song, how you would perform that motherfucker, because you don't want to be on stage with this type of tempo or mentality, then you trying to get this type of energy on stage, and it's like, damn, it got to all match up, so you got to be like, okay, boom.
Now I heard somebody perform their song, like, lit as fuck, and then I'm like, I fell in love with it, so I'm like, all right, let me go Spotify, listen to it, it's like, motherfuckers is like, dun, dun, dun. And then on stage, it's like, da-da-da-da, like, I'm like,
DJ sped it up or something for the
like,
show.
Where your energy at, boy, look, this ain't it, this ain't it. I don't even like the song no more, fuck you. But no.
Nah, it's for real. So you gotta damn near record your song how you wanna perform that motherfucker, and how you will want the video to come out, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. So you be performing?
Yeah, I've had a few performances, but I don't be like, here it's so strange here, weird. It be like, I don't be really performing here for real, but.
Where you be performing at?
I'm saying, like, I ain't been performing, but I done had like hella shows. But I had shows at all the spots. Boulevard Nights.
I saw you already performing Boulevard Nights.
Yeah.
Hey, Sound System was it?
What was that little club start? And that, I forgot. Scottish Rite Temple or whatever that shit was. Couple of spots, couple of venues.
So what was your most like favorite performing experience?
I can't say, because they be different every time. I'd say my first one, for real.
What was your first one?
That was like the hardest shit. Because, you know, you nervous. You like this shit first. So, you know. But it started off crazy. Because when I first started performing, I like went on a little tour. I wouldn't call it bogus, because it's all a learning experience. But it was like a little tour that was around the States. It was just all like, little local club spots that was cool, 52. But that's how you get your name up, though. So it wasn't bogus at all. It just was like, it was all type of shit going on.
Hell yeah.
But it was cool, because all the people in all the other states and shit we went to, they was like, ah, dude, the dope is on there. I'm like, damn, okay.
Okay.
And then the people just learning from people, they just like, bro, no matter if it's 20 people, 200 people, bro, rock that motherfucker out. Like you do, and just like
you on top.
Yeah,
of the world.
Cause they gonna be the ones that's loyally tapping in.
They gonna remember, you know, shit. And a lot of artists do that. They walk in and see like, this some bogus.
Like five
shit.
People, and they get like, a bogus show.
And then they go like,
you like shit. These five, I ain't gonna say five, cause five people. I'm like, bro, what we doing? But if it's a cool 20-30 people, I guess for me now where I'm at with it, I'd be like, man, this motherfucker ain't really doing nothing. I ain't gonna risk all my, you know, just the brand. We just out open in the public for no reason.
Right. Nah, I feel that shit. So for you to do a show like how hyped the crowd gotta be, or like how many?
I ain't gonna say how hype. It just gotta make sense. We can't go. But I see 20-30 people in that motherfucking, like, all right, we about to rock this bitch out.
Mm-hmm. We finna rock this bitch out.
Yeah, they gonna jump. They gonna be lit.
For sure.
I know if it's 20-30 people, shit, at least half them or more than half gonna be screaming,
get,
out, rapping, everything. So.
you can gain all of them. That's like a little bar or something, mm-hmm. like something like that, you know? That's a cool. Shit.
Facts. Nah, I fucks with that.
You can rock that motherfucker. Make it look like some. Hey, y'all get to the front of the stage for me.
Oh, God, rock the come fuck check out me of out. Yeah,
and it's a very like close fan experience, so you can interact yeah, with your fans. Yeah,
that's
more.
Like a personal. That's like mm-hmm. going to tutoring. You know, you get better teaching when it's like one on one or you and like exactly. three other students. Then they really listening and tuned in, like, okay, he caught my ear because ain't shit else going, ain't too much going on. I'm really tuned in to him. Okay. Then you catch another club, about 20, 30 people, you got probably about 40 new followers.
Facts. Exactly. Facts is how it works.
The hard grind.
Exactly. Facts. So do you feel like the hard grind days are ahead or behind you?
Nah, you gotta stick to all of the grind. You gotta do the hard grind. You gotta do the easy grind. Cause if you let up, you try, like, I only wanna do this cause it's easy. All that easy shit ain't coming quick all the time. So it's like shit between them, you damn near running out of that one to get to wait till this next easy one come. Yeah. You could have just busted a couple hard ones between there and still been smooth the whole way.
Hell yeah.
That's true.
Hell yeah.
Do you have any, do you have any businesses planned up, lined up, or anything?
Like I say it's a lot of like behind the scenes shit going mm-hmm. on. Motherfuckers just gotta stay on top of their shit and working. Cause I really like has kind of I ain't gonna lie, I ain't dropping no music in a minute. I ain't dropping no music since like the beginning of this year. And shit, it's down there summertime now, but I still been working, so it's mm-hmm. like I still got shit I can drop. I still got, but it just got to make sense now because I know that, like I said, the hard grind take longer and shit to get there. And with more knowledge, you like, okay, I just got to get one of these motherfuckers on point like that and then put the right promotion behind it. And that can potentially get me right where I need to be. But like I said, you still got to do the hard grinds between times. So it's like, I've been slacking, but you supposed to just keep dropping little visuals. Keep dropping little songs and singles here and there.
Hell yeah.
I just been like, man, something gotta make sense. Cause we still independent. So, you know, it's like ain't nobody really putting no money with you, but you know, your peoples are or yourself or however it go, you got a team, you don't. So it's like
what I would say is like so for independent artists and artists who wanna start rapping and start, you know, going public with their music and shit, like what's the starter pack they have to have? Like, what's the starting advice that you would give a motherfucker?
Have some money. Build your team. Have some money. Because ain't none of it going to make sense without no money. And it'll dig you in the hole quicker than anything because it's the music. Everything costs. You got to buy beats. You got to buy cameras. You got to buy lights. Yeah, you got to buy headphones. You got to buy studio time. Or you know what I'm saying? However yeah. you do it. If you want your shit to be right, you're going to buy good studio time. Good studio. So you probably ain't got to buy all the equipment yourself because you got somewhere you can go.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
The hard grind, you got to get all the shit yourself. You like, fuck it, I'm going to do it myself. So it teach you more.
Definitely. So, like, when motherfuckers got to do it by themselves, is it good for them to be, like, somewhat the jack of all trades? Like, know a little bit about everything? Like, know how to record, know how to shoot a video?
It's two ideas on it because I feel like, It's like super hard to be a jack of all trades. I mean, you could be a jack of all trades, but a master of all trades. You want to master something.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, like it.
You got
to
master something.
You know how to do this. You know how to do that. But why you ain't doing nothing? Why you ain't, you know, like.
Yeah, why you ain't doing it?
Because you ain't got your focus on what you need to be, what you perfected, what you mastered. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Skrilla.
Basically, to ask all these fucking questions without even trying to, low key.
Man, it was just
that's why I was talking, just talking and shit. But nah,
it's some of my favorite podcasts. Like just talking.
So like, how do you get on the? So like, all right. So coming from an artist, a rapper that's trying to get out there, like, what advice would you give me, like, to like how to get out there, how to get exposure,
promotion? You gotta pop. You gotta be outside though.
If you ain't outside,
showing up on the people and letting them see who you are, feel you, cause like nowadays rappers is getting like hella exposed. So you like, okay, he ain't even what he rap about. He ain't even this. So you like,
I ain't never
these
seen
people
got to
see you and know you and know you that, or are they gonna just be like, ain't no point in listening to him because he fake. Especially here now.
Oh, especially
that, you can't sit in the house and rap as gangster as you want to and put it on the internet and send it to California, Florida, Chicago, and yo shit'll go crazy because they don't really know you. They don't know that.
They're like, oh yeah, you from Kansas City? Like, you from the Midwest? Yeah. Like, yeah. But then people in your city, when they see you born,
but then
like,
it's
the
so
fuck
fucked
is
up because your comments gonna be like,
like, bro.
Yeah, for real. So it's like, our city don't give you no type of break.
No.
Another motherfucking city would be like, oh, dude, for repping our city, like, you know, just on anything. That's just how the city is. That ain't even, you know.
That's like when Sleazy blew up. That's like, that's that, that's that, that don't roll with Lava said he not from the city. I'm
man,
like,
still,
like damn, so my man fell love.
He look, bro, but I see both sides of it. So I'd be like, I know what it can do for the city, but then I'm like, I know what the niggas in the city on too.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
So, how does up and coming artists get exposure if they're an introvert? Cause not everybody like to go outside, and
that's why I said if you the type that like your peace and your closure in the house creating, or however you do it, you just gotta pay for that promotion to get it to them other places. Like,
okay,
yeah, and then like it tell you your data and stuff to who listen to you and this, so when you dropping
definitely.
This, so you would know where to target and this and that. So then when you do decide, like, you comfortable enough to get out there, you probably gonna want to do a show in them spots because they already up on you.
Yeah. Nah, because when I used DistroKid. When I was putting shit out on Florida.
I used DistroKid, yeah.
I was putting shit out in Florida. And they said, like, Kansas City was, like, each song in Kansas City was probably, like, 2-3 of my streams. Like, the smallest percentage. And I'm like, it's where the fuck I'm from.
But they don't know you just like the other people don't know you. But for some reason, if they don't know you and you rep in the city, they like, who are you? So then they try to find ways to see who you are before they even.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, I could feel that. But in Kansas City, it's just like, it's so crazy. Nah, Kansas City, I think it's probably, I don't want to say one of the hardest, but it's definitely hardest fuck to have your breakout moment. Because in Kansas City, somebody always trying to knock you. And Kansas City, ain't nobody really showing love until you hot.
Unless you just do right all right around the board. Like I said, you got to build your, it's up to your lifestyle because it's different lifestyles. Like, you can build a lane to where you good everywhere and to where are just mutually respected. And it'll be like, okay, they want to see you make it just as much as your people want to see you make it. Like, they just like, that's somebody I get behind.
Ain't gonna God. Like, if he blow up, shit, that's that nigga.
Yeah, you know what he gonna do regardless. Like you know, like, okay, he gonna do what he's supposed to do. Like, he gonna start, he gonna start eating around. Like, all type of shit.
He gonna talk his shit and, you know, hit the booth and go crazy every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, do you feel like Kansas City is the city that show you the most love? Or do you feel like other places?
Or I gotta say my city right now. Because this, and then what's crazy, the shit I'm telling y'all, I gotta work more on, cause that shit, like, it's some cities that's like my top city I ain't never been to, and I move around, but it's like I ain't never been there because ain't nobody ever booked me for a show there, so I ain't never thought like to go set my own show up there, or like, yeah, it's like all type of shit. You gotta go there and get a feel, like, damn, these people fucking with me. Who the fuck here? Fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You might go somewhere to where somebody might be like, man, is that dude? But a lot of times, it's what's even crazier, a lot of times you wouldn't even know they like is that dude, because they still wouldn't even approach you.
Yeah, they wouldn't say shit.
They won't say shit. They just look crazy or something.
It was just on your head. And then, depending on what kind of nigga you is, you see somebody looking crazy, like,
yeah, you already, like, stand out.
Like, damn, what's up? Like, damn, what's up? And whole time, it's like, you look familiar.
It's just a fan.
Then this world, people trying to go viral, so you can be going somewhere, a nigga walk up to you like a fan. Be like, damn, what's up, gang? What's up, gang? Try to snatch a chain, try to. Boom, so now you got beat him up on camera.
Nah.
You got this.
Now I got to debate
shit.
You.
Yeah, son. Ooh, he like undefeated right now.
Now I got to debate you. Like, gotta defend you. I gotta beat you up so pins, your socks, nigga, wet.
That shit pop, whatever. Like, this shit go down. You can't, yeah, because.
Shit, don't remind me of them. Shit, talk about that Walmart situation he had. Shit, man, fuck.
Multiple situations.
That nigga stand on business.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't
he's undisputed right now.
He stand on business. That nigga 40.
Speaking about image, how do you keep your image from being tainted?
Standing on business. you gotta stand on your business and stay in the right business. Stay in your lane. Like, you know what you can and can't do, what you for and ain't. So you gotta stay in your lane. Because if you expose yourself to a lane you ain't in, then that's when you're going to expose yourself, because you ain't that. So it's going to be like.
Absolutely. So I feel like with a brand.
Make sure you're authentic.
Yeah, whatever it is. If you just like, I'm dope as hell on this computer, like, you're going to be like top computer dude.
Exactly.
But like, we need computer dudes too in this lane. So it's like, I don't fault you for doing that. I'm like, damn, I need you over here. Come here. Like,
come fix this shit for me.
Yeah, like, bro, this motherfucker, I don't even know how to do this shit.
Like, that shit won't connect to the
Yeah, bro. Like, that can be your best friend, because them the niggas, like, I just seen Dirk was doing that NFT line, all that shit with them shoes. He was fucking with some niggas that I was looking at, like, ah, them probably right now his best friends.
Yeah.
Like, they about to make multi-millions together. He with them for months straight. Like, okay. Like, what?
I'm
like, these dudes don't even, they not from no hoods, probably none of that. They just like, shit.
No gangster shit in them. Like, they just straight nerds, techs.
See, I know all about that. I'm a software engineer and a game designer.
See?
So, like, I know how to create NFTs.
Hey, for real.
I make my own cryptocurrency. I don't make games. I don't make websites, apps, all that shit.
See?
Yeah.
I'm a smart nigga.
See?
We need you.
Hey, my dog.
Oh, good.
Shit, I created a couple of NFTs already.
But not like.
Yeah, see?
With images, it's kind of like a playbook. You got to play offense and defense, though. Because you're going to also have to defend your image, too.
Yeah.
And then you got to.
But you got to defend your image on what image you present. What image you present.
I feel like everybody going to always try to attack your brand, though. Especially from
they
here.
Try. You got motherfuckers that'll try Taylor Swift. And she just got a team with her that's like, hey, no, you can't play with Taylor. Like, hey, you know, you ain't got to jump out there and fight Taylor or nothing. You ain't got to do that. But she going to stand on there, but she ain't just going to let you dog her out and be like, oh, she ain't. You know what I'm saying, Beyonce? Like, you ain't got to.
Unless you
use force.
West,
you ain't got to use force all the time, but even Drake had to smack a nigga here and there. Like, he had to take off on a couple niggas. Like, you playing with me, bro. I don't know. Like, you a man and you a woman at the same time. So it's always somebody going to play with you and disrespect you because this is just the world.
Wasn't that Kevin Gates that kicked somebody, kicked a woman?
Bro, kicked the bitch in her chest.
See, Kevin Gates came from the street. So it's like, you know, your limit is less than what some people would be.
That nigga said she was grabbing on my pants. He said, fuck them. Kicked her in her shit.
He got a wife that be at his shows, his manager. So, or, you know, whatever they you know, got going on. But he like, yeah, you disrespectful in front of my people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. You disrespecting my woman.
Nah, that'd be a lot of weird shit going on. It's how you present yourself and how you present yourself to the world.
So do you have any merch out yet? Or is that
I had the whole store and shit. The whole one global store. See, it's closed down right now, but we done had the whole store, website and all that going just right now. That's why I said, like, I done been slacking on the music and all that, just trying to grind still and get to where I need to be, to where I can actually do the right project and the right shit, how it's supposed to be presented.
Yeah, it's always about presentation.
Yeah. Shit. Like, if you listen to niggas' interviews, like, Dolphin, motherfuckers like that. Like, I know you don't need these amounts of money to actually get it there and shit like that, but you, them niggas be like, man, I $200,000 on a single. And this and that, you like, damn, what that nigga?
The fuck is you
but
on?
At the same time, look where they at now, to where they
got money to do that shit.
Like, yeah, it's an investment that paid 10-4. That's like buying a house for $200,000 and then turning around making $1 million off that motherfucker.
In like 5 years or something.
Yeah, like. Yeah. Like,
nah, you know, motherfucker, like, know what.
And that's
doing.
One thing that's even crazier with music. You can have some old shit that never did nothing, but once you actually get that motherfucker that do that,
everything.
They go back and start running up them motherfuckers to where you getting old checks. You like, I dead at that. So, like, I ain't even listening to that. Like, well, yeah, that motherfucker still, that motherfucker still hitting the account though, because they like, damn, he was hard back then. So now they want to listen to your old shit. Like an artist I know probably feel that, like ESTG or something. I was up on ESTG when he was still at like 50,000 views and for, you know, 30,000 views. I'm like, damn, but he was doing like constant numbers like that. Now that nigga shit, you know, all them is like at 10 millions and this and that, because them was hard back then. Niggas like, oh yeah, he been hard.
Yeah. And then I feel like that's what every artist though, because like,
yeah, once, Sleazy once, shit once, just shot up crazy.
Oh my God.
On all the old ones and all the other shit. I'm like, nigga, I know them chicks.
I ain't gonna
all hit at once. Them motherfuckers probably like, boom, bop, boom, bop.
Bing.
Bing. Bing.
You hear me?
Damn,
shit, you can remove monetized funds, like shit you ain't ever seen. You thought you could.
You can re-put the shit out, like
fuck, I can monetize my channel now. I think that's like me as an artist. That's my number one goal. Getting to the point where I can monetize like my platforms to where I can actually.
But you gotta just build them up to a point, because
I know you, and that's the hardest part.
That's the promotion behind it. Like I said, you either gotta pay for that promotion or you gotta be out there physically promoting.
Yeah, I know what you're doing too.
Yeah.
So how do you keep, for an artist who feel like he's stuck in like an invisible like space, how do he become visible without like going out or like?
I told you, you're gonna have to shoot a video or something.
Something. They just gonna have to see
your face. You gotta shoot a video or something, because I can't see nobody that's just dropping songs and ain't never been present. Nobody listen to a ghost. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know one artist to where I've seen, like, the initial video or something is probably what initially put you up on an artist. Like, damn, who is that? And then you follow all that
and then
shit.
And then you go start listening to that.
Yeah, but if you never seen nobody, how you just gonna know to pull up their song?
For sure, I feel that.
Pull up who's song? A nigga might be like, oh, my cousin, he cold. But you gotta have that song, or you gotta be like, boom. And then they gonna listen to it, but they're gonna be like, oh, he ain't got no videos, he ain't got this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, I feel that. Have you ever had your moment where they be like, oh shit, that's Wax? You had that moment yet, or no?
I don't know.
Nobody came up to me, like, can I get a picture?
Yeah. People be doing crazy stuff all the time. People be doing crazy stuff. That's why I say it'd be weird sometimes, because people will know you and then won't say nothing to you, but know you and all that. And then sometimes I kind of peep or something. I say something or something. Like, what's up or something. But then people still a lie. Females a lie. It'd be all type of shit. They been listening to you the whole time. They a lie, like when you first meet, like, I ain't even know you rap.
Wait, bitch, no. Don't do that.
Man, what? Stupid.
Like, you know, alright, what the fuck?
That been my favorite song, bitch. When being
you didn't know I rap. You got any questions there, bro?
Last question. What's next for Wax Gotti?
Shit, new music. New, like, as well as, like, you know, building your brand and all that shit. Sometimes you gotta rebrand, you gotta like reevaluate and shit, all type of shit to make sure you're doing your shit right.
Mm-hmm. So how many times have you been back to the drawing board, like just to remap this shit out?
Like for real, I say probably twice, but I feel like I'm there again, cause it ain't nothing wrong with it. So I feel like, all right, boom, what I need to present that's gonna boom. Cause you could try like anything, you know what I'm saying? Like it'd be some stuff you'd be like, all right, let me try to do this. And then like I'm the type that I just had a funds or something, you know. And it'd be like, all right, let's do this, boom, and it makes sense at the time. And then we gotta master it. Like I said, you gotta be the master of that shit. Like even with music, like a nigga just jumped in because I felt like I could talk shit. You know what I'm saying? Tell my story. So it's like, then you don't know. Like, you need a cameraman all the time, man, with you.
Bro,
you need,
facts. You need.
It's so much. You know what I'm saying?
You don't even need, think about the little shit until it come up and be like, damn.
Like, I wasn't even a big social media fan or nothing like that. But then, as an artist, like, I think I first dropped my CD, I didn't even have, like, an Instagram or something. And they, or videos or something. My first video, I don't think, I set up my Instagram when I dropped the video. Like, if the, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was like, boy, you gotta have an Instagram. I'm like, damn, what?
You gotta have all social media.
Yeah, you gotta have all social media. I'm like, damn.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Then you get it, and that shit's stressful. You, like, you gotta learn how to work this shit. You gotta, like, damn. You, like, damn.
Are you on TikTok?
Or is that got a TikTok. I probably ain't made one TikTok.
Nah, TikTok's mandatory right now.
That's what I'm saying, and that's mandatory.
Especially with this day and age, because then all they hear is that Sam. Yo, Sam, and then Nate.
Like, my sounds and shit on there, but I ain't.
My sounds is, too.
That's what I'm saying, but I ain't never made one, so it's like, it don't make, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
I don't know how to freak. I don't really.
Y'all know the word TikTok.
I ain't tried, for real.
I was about to say.
I can't say because I'm smart, so I know how to. I figure it out, but yeah. It's just like I ain't even had time to play with it. Like,
if you really want to figure out TikTok, all the little fancy dancey shit, them 11-year-old, 12-year-olds, they know what the fuck they be doing. That's all they
and
do.
And this way,
TikTok,
you can still get your shit popping. You can pay somebody on there.
Yeah, to do a little dance or whatever. Like, you know, play that shit in the background while they doing a skit, something. Never know, like,
it's a cold world though, cause you still got people that you where, you know the right shit. You don't need a social media. You can promote on social media without even having one, and you can, you know what I'm saying, like, your brand, your product, and you still, like, Jay-Z don't have a social, you know what I'm saying?
That's Jay-Z though. Everybody know that nigga.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he's never had one, and like his shit just boom, cause you know it's him. But early, but I'm saying, like, you got people that you still don't know that's booming right now and other shit that's like, you like, damn, who is that? Like,
amazing. Like, I know your product, but I don't know.
Yeah, you know the product, but you don't know him. Damn.
Like, Louis Vuitton, who the fuck is that?
You know,
I know the product. I don't know what he looked like, though.
Nah, you probably didn't know until he really died, until he died or something, that this was like, yeah.
Until Lil
the version, exactly. You know, them used to be around like Kanye West, and then if you in the fashion or like you got your online, you gonna wanna know the who's who.
Okay, definitely. So, like, what is mandatory things for rappers to do? Like, is it mandatory for a rapper to have merch? Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it mandatory for them to?
It's mandatory for you to have merch. It's mandatory for you to have a cameraman.
Definitely not. I see moments like that to where it's like, you know, people go out and they be like, they be performing, and it's like, damn, like they were relying on the fans to shoot a good video and send it to them, like,
because like you need
to be on top of that,
like,
game.
You need social media right now to promote your content. You need content.
Ooh, yeah.
So you gotta have a cameraman.
Yeah, like in the studio.
You gotta have a cameraman because that's what builds your shell to monetize, and people that become fans of you be wanting to be in your business, in your lifestyle. So
kinda
it's like
behind, they want behind the scenes. They don't want to
be
so.
Like I said, to see, especially if you don't pop out, they want to see what the fuck you do. Like, are you? You don't want to be the person that's promoting a serial killer. Like, for some reason, they didn't know, like, R. Kelly was R. Kelly or whatever they trying to say he was. So it's like,
man,
hey, I know these people personal lives.
Them
and y'all,
knew
these,
that,
you know,
I feel like they knew that shit.
They didn't care.
They didn't give a fuck.
They didn't care.
I didn't, he was a
music
bro.
Still free kill shit.
What he did with music was no wrong. Now his personal life, I cannot vouch for it, but
we didn't know that side.
Musically,
it was
no
enough
wrong.
People that knew that could have stopped. To where I'm saying, like, you don't want to be that person that's why people be wanting to be in your business, because they don't want to be the person that's promoting, like, this serial killer or this rapist or this.
And then they hit the nose, and it's like, fuck.
We done got this man super rich, and
now,
yeah.
Now I feel that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, Boondocks put us on the map with R. Kelly. That little Boondocks video.
That pig pissing on that girl.
That's when you was a kid.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, you just like, what the fuck he talking about? This motherfucker feet speaking all facts, though. Boondocks crazy as fuck.
Pissing on that little white girl. I'm dead. Bro, no, fuck no.
See, this shit crazy.
This shit so crazy. Any last words, bro?
Nah, that's it, honestly.
That's it.
Shit. Shit. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming out and you know, supporting.
Definitely, thanks, man. So
definitely thanks for sliding through and shit.
I appreciate y'all for wanting me to come through, man.
For sure. When Mike first put me on, I'm like, man, let me go listen. Let me see what he's talking about. And then I'm like, oh, shit. Fuck. I'm like, hold on. So it wasn't even just like, I need him because he's my cousin. Now it's like, I need him because I fuck with his music.
Like, see, and then that's how. You got to have something to see, though. You had something to see. Yeah.
All right, exactly. Shit, I like that. They did have to have something to see. So, you want to plug your socials?
Wise Gotti on all social media platforms. It's all type of shit going on. Just tap in with me. You'll get to
tap the fuck in. You know what's going on.
Yeah. All right. Follow your boy on Instagram at dreadhead_4life1. Dreadhead_4life1. Follow me on Facebook, Marquise. Follow me on OnlyFans, Big Booty Bandits, know what I'm saying? Shit, we got the Big Booty Hoes. Shit, come through.
This nigga freaky.
We got all the Big Booty Hoes.
I was with the nigga for a minute. Hey, but you call nigga. for real. Why you got all these different social media tags?
The Facebook is my name. And then it's
Dreadhead. I know, but I'm saying, what you doing different shit on each page?
Nah.
See, when you build your brand, you want all that shit easily accessible. So you want people to search you the easiest way they can, because people's attention span is that big. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's underscore what? They gonna put the regular score? Yeah. They ain't man, fuck it. They ain't about to do no hard work to search you.
I'm gonna change it back to my.
This world is like whatever I can see, whatever is easily accessible. Mm-hmm. You got people that don't even want to go to the grocery store, so they like, I can do it on my phone now. I don't want to walk to an aisle looking for shit.
I'm that people.
So you don't want to have all these different social medias.
I think that shit about do it.
And another artist taught me that. Another bigger artist taught me that. Just like, bro, he's like, underscore what? He's like, put your name, put your shit, man, and then just tell people where to go. Look, you Google it, anything, the same shit going to pop up.
Absolutely.
You're going to be able to find me.
Absolutely.
But you got this underscore. They're going to be like, who is that? Which one is that? Then you got to go to Facebook, type in that name. It ain't you. So they got to find your name to. Like, I ain't about to do that.
Shit, all right. So
you better call me. You got too much going on.
Shit, follow me on all social platforms, Skrilla J. Instagram is Skrilla J98. Tap in. We out.